California Killing, the case of Kevin Cooper. A man named Kevin Cooper has been given a date to die. On February 10, 2004, state of California plans to kill him by pumping him full of poison. Cooper, convicted back in 1984 of the slaying of three members of the Ryan clan and a visiting family friend, was also charged with stabbing an 8-year-old boy, but luckily the child survived. Why lucky? Because Joshua Ryan saw who attacked him, and upon recovery told police that it was three white or Latino men who slew his family, his friend, and tried to kill him. When young Josh saw TV news accounts of the attacks, he turned to a cop who was with him and exclaimed, when the picture of Kevin Cooper was flashed across the screen, "That wasn't the guy who did it, it was three Mexicans," out of the mouth of babes. But San Bernardino officials didn't care. What does it matter that the lone surviving victim cleared their suspect? It meant nothing. They had their man, and on the 10th of February, they want to kill him. Kevin Cooper, now a man of 45 years, has spent the last 19 years of his life on California's death row for a series of brutal crimes that he did not commit. Cooper turned his cell into a schoolroom, studying writing, politics, and African-American history. He has grown into a vibrant, talented, and educated individual, yet California still wants to extinguish his light. It is important to note that he is an African-American man. That wasn't lost during his December 1984 trial, around which time demonstrators calling for his death hung a toy gorilla in effigy. Indeed, the media coverage was so hyped, the demonstration so hostile, the trial was moved to San Diego. Not only was the only living eyewitness ignored, but shortly after the murders, a local woman came forward to tell police that she thought her boyfriend was involved in the grisly killings. Why? Well, when he came over to the house the night of the slaying, she said he was wearing a pair of overalls drenched in blood. The woman turned them over to the cops. Before the day was out, the overalls were pitched into the station's dumpster. Did it matter that the man was wearing a T-shirt, the color and brand of the T-shirt found at the scene, it also bloody? No. Did it matter that he owned a hatchet, like a weapon used in the Ryan home, and it was conveniently missing from the couple's home? No. None of this mattered. They wanted and focused on Kevin Cooper. Nothing else mattered. Police and prosecutors told jurors that a bloody shoe print found at the scene conclusively proved Cooper's guilt. Were the jurors told that Deputy William Baird had a pair of prison shoes in his lab, which were Cooper's size? What they also didn't know was that the deputy, post-trial, was fired for stealing 5 pounds of heroin from the evidence locker. 5 pounds, both to use and to sell to drug dealers. Kevin Cooper is on death row, awaiting a date with death based on investigators such as these. Incredible. Welcome to the American way of death. Please help save Kevin Cooper. No, help free Kevin Cooper. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.